Back in the days when the Lannisters could walk through town without poo being thrown at them.
Well, those are days long gone now.
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman.
Very obscure.
A bi-weekly pop cultural podcast dedicated to filtering that same pop culture through the eyes, the ears of the internet. And I said that kind of weird.
The urinary tract.
If you want, I mean, you'll probably be on the floor bleeding. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might you be, young man?
I am Alex Mitchell.
No, that's it.
Nah, that's it.
Damn it!
I'll think of something.
Yeah, you need a title. Yeah. You need a beat.
I need a cape.
No,
first.
What you do is you kill a person with a title and then you claim their title.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, so you have to murder a person.
Okay, I'll probably get around to that.
Yeah, so one day you'll murder a person.
Yeah,
I mean, make sure they have a cool title first.
Yeah, you don't want to get like head janitor or something like
or
that.
Or like the Gimp. Like, Gimp. You don't want to murder a Gimp, then you'll become Alex.
Yeah, you're the Gimp.
Alex the Gimp Mitchell. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good for anyone.
That is just me leading up to getting like my ass kicked by Batman. My entire life would be leading up to that moment.
I don't want to picture Batman beating up a Gimp. That just seems sad.
You like getting shit shoved up your ass.
And it's like, yeah. It's like, no, Batman, you don't beat up someone for that.
Yeah.
That's not. So we have a Patreon,
yeah,
patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. If you'd like to support the podcast and the webcomic, please, that would be kind of awesome. We have some goodies for you and stuff, different tiers or whatever. Also, quick thing, the podcast itself, if you're listening to this through the website, that's really cool too, but if you want to go over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, write us a review, and rate us anything you want, and you know, the rest of the stuff. Share it with
your friends, your family.
The world.
Yes.
Share it with the world.
I'd like to buy the world the Obscure Gentleman podcast.
Yes. Just do that, you know, share it with everyone, you know. Except for dicks.
Fuck dicks.
Yeah, so here's someone who's not a fan of dicks, Antonio.
Take it away.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over.
You lose. Good day, sir.
No. No.
All right. So Thanksgiving came and went.
Yeah.
We tried bringing back the ragamuffins.
It did not work.
No.
All I ended up doing was look like an idiot. I wore my fucking parrot head and no one else did it.
People just thought you were a dude in a parrot head.
Yeah.
And you tried saying, no, I'm a ragamuffin. And they said, what the fuck is a ragamuffin? And that didn't work out. And no one wants to give anyone pennies because people don't like pennies.
No.
So next year we'll try again. And we'll see what happens.
We will.
So, moving into our post-Thanksgiving malaise, where...
Nice word.
Things don't happen because it's Thanksgiving. Everyone's busy eating their leftover turkeys and...
making sandwiches out of them.
Yeah, you know.
I'm sick of it. If I eat one more, I feel like I will actually
die.
But
turkey taquitos are good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean that in a serious way, too. They're,
no, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
they're amazing.
But it's time to move past that.
So, a little while back, and we didn't cover this because it was Thanksgiving week, and we were just talking about George Lucas and really weird people. Peter Jackson, this is apparently related to the release of the Five Armies.
Is he a fat guy again, or is he a skinny guy now?
He's in between.
Okay.
This was the Five Armies Blu-ray, and I think that was the collector's edition. There was a featurette on one of those. And it essentially confirmed, like, everything that people were saying. Like, but it also answered a few questions. So the Hobbit movies.
Yes.
Not looked upon favorably at all.
I would say that they're kind of like the prequels in that regard.
They're viewed like that.
It's like, they're enjoyable, but they're nowhere near as good.
But now we have a reason.
Okay.
So,
I never actually saw the other two. I saw the first one.
I saw the first two.
You didn't like the
second one? I liked the first one. Then the second one was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I heard the third one is absolute garbage.
Really?
But I'll get around to watching it. But anyways, so what Peter Jackson said in this, and it's not just Peter Jackson, it's the crew also, including, he plays golf, Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
Because he's also second unit director as well. And the production team and people at Weta, this is all them confirming. The reason why the movies turned out the way they did was, well, it starts with Guillermo del Toro. So, Guillermo del Toro was originally slated to actually make this movie.
Yeah.
Make the two movies.
So, if we're saying this now, then he will direct The Hobbit.
No, that'll never happen.
Okay.
So, what happened was he ended up walking away because Pacific Rim was able to be made.
Yes, and I thank him every day for doing that.
So, then what happened was, Warner was just like, we still gotta make this movie. They were gonna hand it off to Brett Ratner.
And then that whole situation
And so
happened.
Then Peter Jackson was like, fuck, I don't want that to happen because I don't want him to make this into a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'll take it on. Now, the thing is, Guillermo del Toro had about 2 years to work on this, like, the pre-production stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Peter Jackson was not given any time. He had what was left of Del Toro's time, which was roughly like 6 to 8 months.
Oh, wow.
And here's the thing, Lord of the Rings, it took 3 years to do the pre-production.
Yeah.
Before they filmed anything.
And I think that's why they filmed the other two back-to-back, because they said it would have been too much hassle.
It was all done, like, with just so much thought and care put into it. This was essentially Warner saying, you gotta make the fucking movies now.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. They scrapped everything Del Toro did because Jackson was like, I can't do it. I'm not him. They completely created this new story on the skeleton of Del Toro's. On top of that, scenes were being written last minute. And again, they're only doing two movies. A lot of the practical effects that they did have ended up being covered up because the studio demanded it.
That's why I thought it was weird looking at the pale orc, because he's not.
Yeah, here's the other thing. When the second movie was almost nearing completion, hey, we want a third movie.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, what the fuck? So then they had to. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, and Peter Jackson just said the whole time he was miserable. He didn't know. He went to them and he literally said, I don't know what I'm doing. He had no prep time. He said he was getting 3 hours of sleep a night. He said that it was just stressful for everyone. And so, essentially, the reasoning for what happened was it was the studio didn't... He said if he had been given, an extra year to plan everything, everything would have been fine.
Yeah.
But because the studio wanted it when they wanted it, because the investors wanted it when they wanted it, and because they made it three movies... Everything that could have been just didn't happen.
Yeah. All right.
And it is a very sad video to watch, because there's a video you can watch on YouTube. It's just so fucking sad. It's like there's a scene of him just sitting alone on the set, like, because there'd be moments where he'd just say, like, everyone take a 25-minute break, and everyone would and he'd just sit in the set by himself, like, just thinking about how the fuck am I gonna do this. I don't have storyboard. Most of the scenes has zero storyboards.
That's crazy. I mean, because the first Hobbit to me, you know, it feels it's got flaws.
That's
but it's
the
got
movie
a...
where he had the most time to at least get something done.
Okay.
The rest of them, he just had to start. Especially the third one, he just was making shit up on the fly because it's like he had no time. So let's just go into... So that's the big thing.
And then he had to film all of Christopher Lee's scene first, so...
And he did. Rest in peace.
Yes.
You're not alive anymore.
So, I mean, I know, I'm not gonna... I shouldn't laugh at that, but...
So, Jared says, "Wow, I love Peter Jackson, and I felt the Hobbit movies, while inferior to Lord of the Rings saga, were more fun and entertaining blockbusters. But I did always feel that they could have been more. And they could have... Wait, what? And they could have, but not for the reasons most believe. I feel really bad for Jackson, but I'm still grateful for the movies because they are some of the very few epic fantasy films still in existence."
Yeah,
I mean, he does make a good
point.
This
is kind of similar to what we were saying about George Lucas last week, was that, you know, the flaws and all that. And I do feel like Lucas is probably a more flawed guy than Jackson is.
I think the main problem, at least what I see, is what people... The gap between the original trilogy and the prequels is kind of huge. It's like a decade.
Yeah.
It's more than a decade. It's almost two decades. Whereas the gap between Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit...
It's about a...
It's pretty short.
Yeah.
And because of that, people were more critical, but then again, they didn't realize what the fuck happened.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't criticize the movie because of the backstage politics and all that. You do criticize what...
The movie because of the movie, but...
Yeah.
I mean, you can't help but feel like, damn.
No,
like,
and the problem I had was that, because I watched all those, because I had those extended editions of The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch all those, backstage sets and all that. Yes. And everyone looks like they're having the fucking time of their life.
And it's like, because it's like this big gent family thing. And yeah. It's like,
and it was trying to do that too, because you can kind of see that in the lead up to The Hobbit,
but they
which
just,
was...
they after it was just like, come on, we have to make this movie.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell they tried to bring back that magic.
But
it's not the same, obviously, because there's a lot of green
screens
everywhere.
No, it's
because,
like, and people on set said Peter Jackson the whole time was like,
himself.
On The Hobbit, he was fun. On this, he was just like, he was just always stressed completely.
Yeah.
Like, beyond stressed. So, okay.
So basically, Smaug is where things for him started taking a downward spiral.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, that pretty much is it.
All right.
But I do agree, like, we do have very few epic fantasy films. Sci-fi is starting to make a big comeback.
That's cool.
It would be cool for fantasy to make a big comeback.
Fantasy's making a comeback on TV. That's where I'm noticing.
In movies too, we are getting like the Shara-Nara Chronicles or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John
Carter could
Warcraft. But I feel it's like it's not
this
bad.
This is the fantasy franchise. You know, this is
we're gonna be getting Harry Potter. The new Harry Potter movie.
But I mean, but again, it's like we're not getting like a lot of new properties. I think we're just getting But you know, I think with because like when Revenge of the Sith was coming out, it was like a big deal. Even if people didn't like the other two movies, it still was like, this is it. This is the end of Star Wars. And it had like a lot of momentum going in. You know, Vanity Fair was doing like photo shoots and a lot of stuff going on. And with Battle of the Five Armies, it kind of just felt like
that movie, like it made bank, but at the same time, it's like there wasn't any fanfare around it.
No, and that's the thing is like when I heard it was out, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the first three Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, those are huge.
They were huge events, and I guess that's part of. After the first one, people are kind of like, oh, this isn't what I was expecting. Okay, yeah. So Andrew says, at least Peter can acknowledge that he screwed up.
Huh.
The fact that people are still people, the fact that there are still people that defend these movies is baffling. The only motivation the studio had when making these movies was profit, plain and simple, and it shows. You know, that is pretty fucking amazing that he's able to just admit, yeah, we fucked up. It's like
it's rare because you don't ever really want to do that because I feel like a lot of people. To them, it damages their credibility.
I think what it is, it comes from that...
But I don't think I've ever heard Shyamalan ever say anything.
I think it comes from that New Zealand mindset. Like, New Zealand directors are a lot different. Like, you watch any New Zealand like movie and you watch the behind-the-scenes features, they're less serious when it comes to filmmaking.
Well, he's just a big kid, essentially.
Yeah,
I mean.
And that's why this was no fun for him because it was like... To him, movie making is a fun thing, and this just wasn't fun. Like, you look at Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings, or even the Lovely Bones or Dead Alive, you look at like him behind the scenes, and he's always fucking laughing, and like,
yeah.
even when he's tired, he's laughing, having a good time. You look at anything from this, and just he's just not, he's not into it. Like, he looks like, it's like he's being forced to do this, which, I mean, he's contractual.
I mean, they did kind of force his hand, though, with the whole Brett Ratner.
Yeah, thing, I mean, so. And you know what? It's a good, I'd rather take this
flawed film.
This flawed franchise over what Brett Ratner would have brought to the table.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Jim says, well, maybe keeping it two movies instead of three would have helped. Probably.
Yeah.
Because
that was the biggest criticism of those two movies, was that it should have just been one movie.
Well, he, on the outset, he wanted it to do, he's like, you know what, two movies, that's fine. That's stretching it, but it's fine. But then the studio was like, you gotta make it three. And then it's like, that's when they had to create tons of new characters that start bringing in like other Orlando characters.
Bloom, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like his initial thing, and even though he was stressed as fuck, and even though he came up with this outline with not that much time, it was for two movies. But then it was like three happens, and it's like, well, I gotta stretch these everything out now. So
I'm sure they gave him the from the beginning, said, hey, we want three movies, can you do it? I'm sure it would have been fine.
He was like far too much butter on far too little bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. He became
you mean far too much bread for a little bit.
Something like that.
That sounds like an awesome piece of bread there.
However he says it in Lord of the Rings, however Bilbo says it.
Okay.
Yeah. Peter Jackson is Bilbo after the ring leaves him. That's okay. Sad. So Kyle says, they were successful at taking our money. The movie, no, they did make pretty good money. I think that's beside the point. But they did. I mean,
yeah.
At the end of the day, the studio.
That's how they judged a successful film.
And the studio was happy with that. So Andrew says, the biggest problem with the Hobbit films is that Bilbo is a supporting role in his own story. I still like them well enough, though I can't think of the films and the book together. The Hobbit is my favorite book, and these films aren't too faithful. And that is kind of true. In watching the first one, there was a little, it was, Bilbo was the lead, but there's still a bit of, like, really focusing on the dwarves.
On Gandalf, too. Like, he got a lot of...
Yeah, by the second movie, when I saw the second movie, I'm like, they're really focusing on these dwarves. And apparently the third one, Bilbo was, like, in it, but he's not, like, a main feature.
Oh, that's a shame.
And, again, that is because they had to stretch things out so much. And also, it's like the studio wanted certain characters to...
Yeah.
And
I mean, you look at Thorin, and I'm like, how come he doesn't look like the other dwarves?
So, Dan says, I think him admitting this explains the quality issues with the films. I mean, they even say in the extended cut of Lord of the Rings special features that they spent 3 to 5 years storyboarding the Lord of the Rings trilogy before they shot anything. Clearly, he didn't have that luxury here. And yeah, it's true. They spent years... working with, like, before the movie filmed, Weta was like creating shitloads of armor, weapons. They built the Shire like 2 years before they started filming.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the, I think, like, when you watch those movies, you kind of take for granted that, you know, because of CGI these days, you kind of take for granted, and that could be said about the old Star Wars movies too, is that they had to build all this
shit. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, Lord of the Rings was filmed in a very old school way. Yeah. Like
CGI was used very sparingly, like compared to...
It was almost like a Cecil B. DeMille production. Like, tons of armor, tons of swords. And what's sad is when you watch this video where he talks about this, and they talk about this, during the behind-the-scenes stuff of the Battle of Five Armies, and they're showing the fights, a lot of those people have, like, CGI foam bats.
Yeah.
Like... It's that fucking sad.
No, because I remember when I saw that, we saw it with some friends, and I said, how come the orcs aren't, like prosthetics? Like,
oh, no, no.
I didn't notice that, too.
No, they were.
No, but, I mean, I know that now, but then at the time, they all look like they were all just CGI.
They had a CGI of their faces for some reason.
Okay.
All right, so, Alejandro says,
okay.
Not you, the Lord of the Rings trilogy was for the love of the books. The Hobbit trilogy was for the love of money. It should have been one great movie. The fuck? Oh, God. No, but yeah, it's true.
And I... obviously, and we've covered this before, every movie's made to make money.
Yeah, but this... But This clearly was a cash-in. Like, this studio...
Much like Fantastic Four was a cash-in.
The studio didn't give a shit if Peter Jackson wanted...
Much like Fantastic Four.
Yeah, if he wanted more time to make it.
You know, I'm noticing... it seems like it's being more covered, I guess, that there's a lot of directors that seem very, like, pissed off with how their movie ends up.
So, Dylan says, Peter, it's over.
All right.
It's like he sat him aside and was like, it's over.
It's over, Peter.
Like, you know, we're paying.
You're not playing with us
anymore.
You're
going to be... It's over now.
Oh, no.
So, this is from 4chan.
Okay.
No excuses. He's never made a good film besides the Lord of the Rings trilogy, to which someone responded. Not liking Frighteners or Heavenly Creatures? Shut your whore mouth.
Oh, my God.
And then someone else responded, Brain Dead, a.k.a. Dead Alive, is the greatest film he has ever made, Desu Senpai.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's so weird when you think about it. We're going to get this guy who made, like, these cheesy horror movies. We're going to get him to direct Lord of the Rings. It's like...
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, no. I love Peter Jackson. I love all his movies. I want to say, except maybe the Hobbit movies aren't the only one. Like, Heavenly Creatures is fucking great.
I like Frighteners.
Brain Dead, Meet the Feebles.
You've seen most of them, haven't you?
Yeah. Like, all fucking great. Frighteners is wonderful. Starring Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
He could have been a contender. I love you, Michael J. Fox. I almost cried the other night about you when I was drunk. Akil says, and this is the last one, this was actually quite sad. And it is! Yeah. Here's this man who loves this property. It's his dream. It's everything he's ever wanted. And that didn't happen.
It is regrettable, because I feel that at least Lucas got what he wanted out of the prequels.
Yeah.
It may not have been as well received, but he got what he wanted. Jackson, it feels like they sucked the soul out of him.
They did.
And now
everyone calls him Haxon.
Wow.
Tale as old as time, Ulysses.
Didn't he gain all his weight back because of these movies, too? So that's also great. All right.
All right, so moving on from something sad to something weird. So Robert Rodriguez and John Malkovich and they've essentially teamed up for something that no one would ever expect. They've made a movie.
Okay.
That none of us will ever see.
What do you mean?
Because the Louis 13 cognac, which is like the most expensive cognac, it's like $3,000 a bottle.
Oh wow!
Or is it $8,000?
That's a lot of money. Regardless,
it's a lot of money for cognac.
It's a lot of money for alcohol. It's horrible poison that you put in your body.
Basically, the richest of the rich buy this shit.
Yeah.
They made a movie called 100 Years.
Okay.
Him and John Malkovich and a few other people, a full length feature film. But it's not going to be released till 2115.
Okay.
So it's been put in a...
Well, that's great.
It's been put in a safe that's odd... That has no... you can't open it from the outside or the inside. It will click open on that date. Now, here's what's going to happen. So 1,000 people of the world's most influent people... will be given
a screening?
No. No one's going to see this for 100 years. Wow. They're going to be given it's made out of steel or silver and steel. Or it might just be silver. A ticket. A hard ticket that they will pass down from generation to generation so that their descendant will be able to see this movie on its 100, when 100 years finally happens.
So even then, less people aren't going to be able to see it then. Are you going to give a shit at that point?
You're not going to be alive. It's the...
No, so let's say hypothetically I can live forever. I won't actually get to see this movie then because I don't have a fucking ticket.
No.
So, fuck it.
Again, this is for the richest of the rich.
What's the point?
It's to sell...
I'm going to be honest.
...more of this cognac. But what was released, though, were three... Not trailers. Three sort of ads for this project.
Yeah.
And so it's John Malkovich, and each ad is the same exact thing, except it's three different types of futures. John Malkovich has the bottle, and he places it in the safe. he places the movie in the safe in the film reel. And it's, of course, not the real one, but yeah. It closes, and then it says 100 years later, and it's one's like a...
This is a gimmick. This isn't real.
You don't think there's a real movie?
No, I'm thinking, like, surprise, it's that good, we're going to show it to you now, or something like that.
No, well, they're very intent. They do not want to show anyone this movie. 100 years... Like it's a time capsule. It's essentially
it's generating hype. But
here's the weird thing: it's not really generating hype because, again, this cognac costs a shitload of money. Only the riches of the rich. Like, generating hype would be for like normal people. This shit ain't for normal people.
True.
So it's like you have to be like, who's it really? Who benefits from this? And it's the super rich.
True.
So you know,
this seems like a very un-Robert Rodriguez thing to do.
It's with Louis XIII cognac, so...
Okay.
But then, so there's a post-apocalyptic future one where, like, everything's covered in grass, and then...
No,
there's, like, a retro future one, then there's, like, a modern future type one.
That's cool.
End with someone going, like... The retro future is infested with robots, and it's, like, a robot man going, "Hey, why are you here?" The second one is, like, an urban explorer going, "Yeah, why are you here?" And the third one's like a friend from the future going,
"Hey, you're here."
And it's John Malkovich.
Yeah.
He lived to be in the future somehow.
I don't care. I don't give a shit about this.
So, okay. So, this has made people say things, obviously.
Yes.
Here are their thoughts. And let's see if they align with your thoughts. This is where I start. This has to be the most fucking awesome movie ever, probably. So Manuel says that.
When these people watch it, by the way, I forgot to say this. When these generations finally watch it, it's gonna look shitty.
Okay, it'll be sort of like someone who's never seen a silent film watching City Lights for the first time, going like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But
stupid.
Josh says, "Good news, it will be released after the singularity, so we will get to see it. Bad news is our advanced cyborg brains will no longer be interested in something as primitive as film, except Desperado. That shit will always be dope."
I felt like you wrote that comment.
I didn't, but I agree the fuck with that
comment. I know you do.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, even if I have a robot brain, I love this, bro. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
John says, would be hilarious if the movie is just a close-up of someone's asshole while farting, or something even more childish. To which JP adds, or if it's just a single shot of Malkovich laughing and throwing money around for 90 minutes, stopping only to yell at the camera, "I spent this money 100 years ago, and there's nothing you can do because I'm dead. Ha 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 ha! Fuck you!"
I would love that. That is the greatest comment in the world.
I would so love if 100 years from now...
Honestly, I kind of want to like just start getting very healthy and very rich just to see that, because that would... I would freak out so hard.
This is just a big prank against rich people in the future.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we are going to see 100 years with... It's the most privileged film. No one has ever seen it. And then it's just Malkovich is flipping off everyone. Fuck you, you pieces of shit.
Yeah. I love that.
So Bernie says, can they put his other movies in the vault for 100 years too?
Feeling the burn on that one. Jesus Christ.
So Moist says, the name's Moist. "Oh, such a quaint little optimists. They think humanity will still be here in 100 years.
This is a very pessimistic person. I'll say that much.
You could have saved us, but you dug your grave.
You dug your grave. Now fill the hole or something.
Will says, "Well, I'm sure this will be a fun distraction between the super mutants and the waves of Chinese genocide."
Yeah. Okay.
Super mutants. And Chinese genocide.
Yes, okay. I love whenever people say, "Oh, the lizard people," or there's like a horde of angry robots.
Yeah.
I love these futures that people think up of.
Okay, so, okay, so, this is from 4chan. "Wow, that's 88 more years than it took to make Boyhood. What now, Linklater? here's another one. It's probably this is the last one, actually. It's probably shit, but I'm hyperventilating here, lads. I'm having an existential crisis. I'll never see it because I'll be dead. How am I supposed to deal with that? To which someone responded, you'll never see a vagina either. Oh. Nerd!
Well, that is...
So that's the movie 100.
Yes.
Which we will never see. So that leads us to, we are going directly into pop culture junkyard.
Yeah.
So this week takes us to a place of childhood. To a place where we used to fill our bellies after school and say, isn't the world so goddamn awesome? A day that would tell us that you could have this snack in the morning, in the evening, and even at supper time. And because when pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
Oh,
this
no.
is Bagel Bites.
Yes.
Pizza! Supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Pizza Bagel Bites. Bite-sized pizzas on wholesome little bagels.
Pizza during prime time.
Anytime's the right time.
Pizza going down is so fine.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
And any other time, try Cheese Bites, Dino Bites, and Hot Bites.
Okay, so Bagel Bites were, I think they were made in the 80s. They rose to popularity in the 90s.
They're awesome, by the way.
Do they still exist?
Yes.
Do they still make those?
They're fucking awesome.
But yeah, so essentially it was, they're these tiny little bagels with, it's like mozzarella and like...
Yeah,
tomato sauce. I mean, they have little pepperoni ones too with like the tiny pepperonis.
Sausage.
Yeah, they different flavors. But, this was like a, this is a straight up... after school snack. I mean, I didn't know anyone who really ate them for breakfast.
No.
Or for dinner. This is a straight up, like, you come home from elementary school and it's like...
I'm hungry.
You know, and they got... You got Bagel Bites. You got Bagel Bites ready for you. Yeah, and it's like, they're... You watch Kids WB.
Or Fox.
Fox Kids. Eat your Bagel Bites. And, yeah, it was just a snack food. And, pretty much anyone our age, so people in their 20s, and even a little bit older, 20s to like the 30s, knew about Bagel Bites.
Yeah.
I mean, as a part of their childhood at least, because it was still around the 80s. So there was a commercial, the commercial for Bagel Bites really launched them into popularity with their fucking jingle, a dude going pizza, and then which we just played. But so. Whenever you were little and like the commercial come on, it's like you'd sing along to it because it's like,
yeah.
And then you'd be like, you'd ask your parents, like, hey, can we have Bagel Bites?
Yeah, and then they'd be like, no, we're having dinner.
Or they bring you fucking pizza rolls and you're like, these are Bagel Bites. But then it's like pizza rolls.
Where were you on the Totino's versus Bagel Bites?
I'm be honest, I'm pizza rolls for life.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm back and forth.
The only thing that sucks about pizza rolls is when you bite them too soon.
And they're fucking hot.
And you get squirted in the mouth with, like, lava.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
And they're horrible when you microwave them.
Oh, well, yeah.
You gotta bake those fuckers.
So, they turn into, like, rubber when you microwave them.
Yeah.
So, let's look at the... What does the internet think? What does YouTube think?
Okay.
Penis in the morning, penis in the evening, penis at supper time. Penis going down so fine. So faff, so fine.
What?
Banana Girl says, these should be burrito bites.
You know what?
Is there burrito bites? Do those exist? Are there mini burritos?
Well, I think Totino's, they made their own, like, taco flavor style
but
thing.
There wasn't 10 burritos.
Well, I mean, they're essentially just little burritos.
Mini burritos would be kind of awesome. With you, Banana Girls. Derek says... Pizza tyranny has been lifted. We can now have pizza anytime.
You know what? He's right. We can. That's a profit right there.
Michelle says, after all these years, it's so weird to see this. And it's so weird how different life is overall. It's a fucking pizza snack.
Well, I mean, when you do look back at how...
Getting philosophical over pizza, bagel bites.
That's my favorite thing, yeah.
So, Synchronaut says, a product promoting eating pizza in the morning, only in the 90s, only in Munich. I loved the pepperoni ones.
Okay.
In Munich.
That's where they only had them, I guess.
We only have the pizza in the München. That's the only place.
You know what? I visited Munich, and that was the only place where I saw an actual Pizza Hut that is a restaurant where people sit down and
eat. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Munich. Go to Munich if you want.
Yeah. Shout out to Munich.
Little Pancake says, when my girlfriend stayed for the summer, she's from New Zealand, this was her favorite American food. No. And when I would make them at 4 a.m. in the morning, I would sing her the song so she could understand that when pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. I then showed her this commercial, and her response was, ah, what a time to be alive. So Apache Chief says, Inuchuk.
No, Inuchuk.
Oh, no. Apache Chief says,
he got really big.
I ate an entire box of these. And then my butt shot out fondue. Coincidence? I think not.
That is disgusting. good lord.
You shot a fondue.
Yeah.
Arvid Owns You says, where the fuck did Hot Bites go? Those were fucking delicious.
Where are Hot Bites?
I have no fucking idea. If someone who is possibly older than us knows what those are, please let us know. And the final one. Banana Girl is back, and she says, two words, burrito bites. By the way, she says this throughout different videos. She's in them saying, like...
burrito bites.
She's saying, you know what would be a really fucking great idea? Burrito bites. Hey, God, I really think we should have burrito bites. You know what, Banana Girls?
You're with her.
I'm with you.
Wow.
Burrito bites. I want mini burritos. Burrito it up. Give me the burrito.
Nice.
So yeah, so that was something that we grew up with. It wasn't like something that was important in the grand scheme of things.
No. But you know, little food snacks like that.
You talk to anyone our age,
they probably had them.
No, and it's like, oh shit, I remember those. And then like me, it's like I don't even know if they still exist or not. But
they do.
Apparently they do. I wonder if they still taste the same.
Probably not. See, I like them because they're just like a nostalgia.
When I was little, I thought, this tastes just like pizza.
Yeah, it's a little different now, obviously. But I just enjoy them because they're like a nostalgic little...
Yeah.
You know,
so we're gonna end this episode with something that we bring back occasionally now and then. And I'm gonna get ready to be confused and bewildered. So here we go with...
Wrestling Corner.
All right. What do you have for me?
So, I got... comments for you. People being weird and perverted.
Of course, like always.
Okay. So this is Hisa Hitu Pa saying, all the people say Cena suck. I went to see you guy versus Cena, so who is suck? Say Cena. Cena suck. He would bite your ass.
That needs... I want that to be an insult now. Bite my ass!
Is it not? Well, Bender. Anyone. Bender, that's it from Futurama.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay. I beat to people. Roman Reigns win, go it possible. And then the same guy says, no Cesaro. I saw Cesaro failed. Roman Reigns have a powerfully. Roman Reigns never fail. Lots of people like no to Cesaro. That drama. We will see. Watch that. I am drama.
What?
Those go Roman Reigns. Win it possible.
What?
Yeah. No idea.
I am drama. These people.
This guy was on Entourage.
These people talk like cavemen sometimes.
It's bizarre. This is from Rome Stew.
Rome Stew?
Yes. So, this is the truth, Maxine. All those divas, Kelly left WWE because the Bella Twins, they do twin magic. They think it's Raw. I know it does not sound like the truth, like the Victoria
Twin Magic
Neatlia Victoria said she went on a roller coaster, like not kid one roller coaster, the kind of one like at WWE.
What is the kind of WWE?
I have no idea. They have a roller coaster there, apparently. So Rainbows and Sunshine Git says, I want Sami Zayn to cut off my ass cheeks and use them as headphones.
Oh, I want that too. I want that to happen to you also. Yes. I hope you get what you wish for.
So this is a comment in response to Rey Mysterio discussing maybe coming back to WWE.
Oh, wow.
He's been a while. Yeah, I would love him to return. New Fisher than 619 or the same I Gus, but he will return and his voice is cracky.
What is that? What?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So PacFan121 says, cashes in Money in the Bank. Oh my god, PacFan is cashing in. PacFan is cashing in. RK out of nowhere on India. 1, 2, 3. New champ. New champ.
India. I love it.
It is bizarre.
And I love these people who, like, they say their name. Like, they have a wrestling name or something.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really weird. Okay. So, The Rock recently posted that him and his wife are expecting
a baby. I heard about that.
Yeah. So, Let You Tell It says, hashtag baby making man. Hashtag hardest workers in the room. 100% check mark. Arm flexing of... A picture of a condom, arm flexing, a picture of a condom. Congrats, big guy. But he says big guy like big guy? I pray for the safe passages for the baby Rock as he comes through the portal of love. Change the world with this one.
I mean, that's heartfelt, I guess.
Kind of.
In its own weird way.
All right. So my last string of comments is regarding a WWE diva named Paige.
Okay.
You know, she's pretty popular right now with people, but she, as every person gets popular, the haters tend to come out.
All right.
So, your were on the red carpet 5 feet before you did. God. Your do not stop growing, another person says.
Oh, no.
WWE pushing those harder than Roman Reigns.
Oh,
God bless you. Even though I'm 12, you're hot. Please let me you.
Oh, no.
Largement.
What?
This is the one you gotta get ready for.
Oh, no.
Damn, baby, I wanna you with my big.
Oh, no.
It's gonna go out through your.
No. No.
I want to put you in.
What the fuck?
Biggest.
Oh, WWE. God, no. Oh, no.
Show us your.
No, please. Why are you doing this to me?
And the last comment. At RealPageWWE. Do you.
That is the most dirty thing I've ever heard.
It's real dirty.
Oh, wow, that's.
It's okay.
I'm sorry for you who just heard that.
I am very sorry.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? I do often forget that all these wrestlers, their Instagrams are just hampered with all this shit.
Yeah.
Imagine being that. That's horrible.
Fucking terrible.
Well, that's all Wrestling Corner.
To bring things back around, bringing it around town. Okay. Back in the days when the Lannisters could walk through town without poo being thrown at them.
I don't know. The Lannister theme song. Reigns of Castamere.
This is Men Without Hats with the Safety Dance.
What the fuck is wrong with these people? Do.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go pleasure they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We'll meet from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Save the dance.